particularly if you're thinking about investments for the long term.
Yeah.
Information like this really brings to mind the importance of knowing where our work ends in terms of the geographical lines.
Yep.
Because this would be very important. A lot of this would be very important to land use planners.
Yep. Well, we're going to talk about it in the comp plan too.
So where, at some point, someone's going to ask the obvious question about exactly where does our work begin on the map, and where does it end? You know, and the impact of this kind of information on anything that we might talk about. Because it can't literally just be that all we can talk about is the salt water. There has to be some kind of place where our work impacts what's connected to the salt water.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think that's why I laid out the study area that includes waterside and landside. And there's an intersection between the two. And it is, you know, again, it's the policy questions that come out of this. There's a bunch of policy questions that come out of this and some recommendations that we might want to have. And we're not, I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but, you know, it's just some things we need to think about without me going too far into it. I think it's interesting. The other map, just in terms of thinking about natural conditions, and if we're thinking about, making suggestions in certain areas or areas of coastal erosion risk, I think we're all familiar with one of these areas over here, this area. So the yellow indicates unstable coastal bluff. The red indicates highly unstable coastal bluffs. And you can see that I don't really know why that's an unstable coastal bluff, but you can see a few areas, you know, as we're kind of bopping around the harbor, that might be things to consider. And what does that mean from a policy perspective? I don't know. But
what it really shows is interesting is the places that are undeveloped are the most unstable.
Yeah, interesting in this area, but it's also, we'll see that, this area, if we had the chart overlaid here, you know, it's the shallowest area, you know, it's where the big mud flats are, and it's the soil conditions along the shore.
Clay, heavy
it's
clay.
The shoreline character. There's another map that I have that shows, you know, the actual shoreline too, but I didn't want to get overly complicated. Anyway. All right, so the next thing we talked about was current uses. One thing I'm trying to do is figure out how to display this, but as we start to talk about that, I think, you know, residential areas, commercial areas, public access, and mixed use, these are all areas that you can kind of start to clump together. I was thinking about these areas over here.
Yeah, would it be, probably needs to be added to your list.
Yep.
Would it be helpful, since you're working with GIS, to get something from the city code office, a layer of all the properties broken out by code, by zone.
Yep.
And lay the zones in different colors on there.
Yep. He and I have already talked about getting that. Yep.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's a fairly easy thing. You can just make it any colors you want.
Yeah.
Yep.
John was generous with his time and
good.
Is willing to.
Oh, well, John loves that. That's,
He's willing ask him to help for a map and he'll do it for you all day long.
Yeah. Nope. He has a bunch of stuff that he and I have already talked about me getting, so I don't want to reinvent the wheel either.
Yeah. I mean.
So the other thing, this is really a lot harder to read than I thought it would be, but I think what this does is really paint the picture. So, Matt and I actually went through the whole map. We don't have to do this tonight. I like maybe the idea of just sort of, there's an exercise that I want to do too, just kind of go through and look at each of these parcels and try to identify some of the blanks. But, parts of the parcel, I was hoping this would show up a little bit better, but it doesn't. But you can see what it represents is there's a lot going on in the harbor and it's really hard to display. The blue areas are supposed to be public. These are public points of access, publicly owned land. I actually have a layer that is it's called conservation land, but there's a layer that I can add to the GIS that just shows all the, we'll call it conservation land, it's really town-owned, publicly owned parcels.
Yes, please.
Yep.
Now, I can't tell what your labels are. Are they the name of the facility?
Yep, they're the name of the facility. Yeah. Okay. I actually have it right here, too. We might want to roll it out at some point, but we're starting to get to a point where I don't want to hold everybody up.
That's great.
And the white ones, those are private facility names?
Those are private.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. And the other one that I'd like to do is break it down. We could break down the colors too by, you know, public and then maybe commercial and then industry. You know, we could do it that way too as well.
That'd be interesting.
Thinking
yeah.
about it. Yep. And it had penciled in the Harbor Trail. Can't see it here. It's probably on another one.
I wonder if it'd be easier if you had things numbered and had your key on the side.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. Yeah. This was my first whack at it. But
no worries.
Yeah. Graphically, this probably won't be the final version of this particular map. But I do think it's good to say, you know, this is the current inventory of what's going on in the harbor.
Yeah.
Yep. And then you'll see, like, I put this little red square down here just as an example, but, you know, there's no way Matt and I, in the map that we're looking at it initially, like, this is an actual parcel. There's a few of these weird squares around that you just be kind of interesting just to say, all right, well, what is that, and how do we represent that? Because it's either, you know, an existing use, or is it an opportunity, or how does it relate to different things that we're going to talk about? And then, again, it's also nice to be able to kind of zoom in here. For example,
I really like your color coding idea because you'll be able to see patterns.
Yep. And this is kind of a quick and dirty version, but the other
Understood.
Better version is to even do it by parcel, so you could light up the parcel and call that one color.
Nice.
That's probably how we're going to end up. Anyway, so when we do a working the document to start from scratch, you know. I've also, if you'll notice, like the other versions have been sort of portrait view, and I've rotated the whole harbor to have the extent differently, just trying out different views.